brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he joins us every few weeks on average. He's Paul Watson. He heads up two of my big news websites, PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we ran out of time in the last hour. Les Jamison with New York 9/11 Truth coming up. In the rest of the hour, we'll open the phones up and talk about any issues you wish to discuss. But right now, Paul was finishing up. There's a big Washington Post article came out over the weekend. Paul's written a response to it. The people picked up on the fact that Bin Laden was never indicted. The FBI has said they don't have any evidence that he carried out the attacks. The fake Fat Bin Laden video has been voice print analysis. It's not Bin Laden. That's another hoax. And so the Washington Post is trying to spin this. Paul comes back and counters there hasn't even been an indictment, much less Bin Laden being taken off the FBI 10 most wanted list. Paul, in the last few minutes we've got left in this segment, break down how the Washington Post is trying to spin this.
Yeah, basically the angle of the spin is no big deal. They try and play down the significance of it, even though the truth is hidden in plain view like it normally is. Because the Post admits there's no verified criminal evidence to implicate Bin Laden in 9/11, but it still tries to make the case that it's unsurprising that the FBI wanted page on their website contains no reference to 9/11 on Bin Laden's page. So it's the no big deal approach, but it's inconsistent with the fact that it took less than 3 months to criminally indict Bin Laden after the 98 embassy bombings, and now we're nearly 5 years after 9/11 and no criminal indictment has taken place. There's no discussion of it taking place. And it won't take place, because even if it's a cover-up sham like the 9/11 Commission, it will still provide embarrassing results for anyone looking into 9/11, because the truth is always hidden in plain view. Because even if they appoint a new whitewash commission, the kind of yarns that they'll try to spin to explain the official version of events will be implausible in their, you know, on their own, because we can prove that the official version is a lie.
Well, we can, Paul, and it's just how they'll take incredible things like this, the FBI's agent saying, we can't prove Bin Laden did it, and then that's just kind of, oh, well, that doesn't matter, and then Buzzy Krongard, number three at CIA a few years ago, connected into insider trading, by the way, tells the Times of London, oh, we don't want to capture him, and of course, it's well known he's been dead since early 2002 at the latest of kidney failure. And then meanwhile, the Carlyle Group and with the Bin Laden families made all this money off the war. They're deep British intelligence agents going back to 1918. I mean, I just don't know where this ends. It's just the thing is such a hoax. I know a lot of the public are starting to wake up to this, but everybody should wake up. It's just, and remember how they, for the first 3 or 4 months, said Bin Laden, we're going to smoke him out of his hole, we're going to get him. And then suddenly Bush said, I'm not worried about Bin Laden, forget about Bin Laden. The media is focusing on Bin Laden too much, and then suddenly the media quit talking about Bin Laden, and they rolled out Saddam as if he was Bin Laden and shifted the hate from Goldstein A to Goldstein B, that is Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, and of course, because in polls it was found that almost 50% of Americans confused Bin Laden and Saddam Hussein. They thought he was the same person. So that,
and now they've moved off of that from Saddam to Ahmadinejad.
Yeah, Ahmadinejad's the new Hitler, just as Bush's daddy said Saddam Hussein was the new Hitler in 2002. Isn't it interesting that the U.S. and Israel's next target is always the new Hitler, whoever it may be, it's always the new Hitler.
But meanwhile, the grandfather of the Bushes was the top Nazi agent in the U.S. and was even indicted for it, but that doesn't matter.
No, that's a conspiracy theory, it's not true. And all the Washington Post forwards as evidence, they allude to the Bin Laden tape of confession, even though Bin Laden's first interview he said he had nothing to do with 9/11. And the video in itself is a fraud. It's not even Bin Laden if you've done any kind of cursory analysis on it.
Paul, great job. It's always good to have you on with us, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll watch your great work over at PrisonPlanet.com. Take care.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back with Les Jamison.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're scheduled to have Patrick J. Buchanan on in the third hour. State of emergency already on the New York Times, number one on their bestseller list. We are in a state of emergency. Right now, we're honored to be joined by Les Jamison. You can see a clip of him talking there at Ground Zero about 9/11 being an inside job in my film, Martial Law. And he has been one of the prime movers in New York with 9/11 Truth. Heading up that organization there, really doing a great job exposing this crime. And they've got big events coming up in about, a week and a half. They're in New York, starting on September 8th through the 11th, culminating at Ground Zero with the boys from Loose Change and many others. By the way, they've got a really great artist, graphic artist production of myself and Dylan Avery and Corey Rowe and Jason Burmis and, of course, Immortal Technique. They're on a great flyer at loosechange911.com. You want to go there and download that. We're also going to post the high-quality version of that flyer up on InfoWars here in the next few hours to help you get that out to people. But it's a great little artist drawing of us. I'm really flattered. They took a pretty ugly-looking guy and made me look good. Going to Les Jamison. Les, I can't wait to see you up in New York coming up in a few weeks.
Oh, we're really thrilled about the whole weekend. We're thrilled that you and your crew will be joining us, Alex. We're billing this as the 9/11 Truth Breakthrough Weekend, because that's exactly what is in order, a truth breakthrough. And the series of events that we're planning, and with the people that we have that will be participating, will be bringing their knowledge, their expertise, their vision, and their encouragement to basically catapult us into the fifth anniversary, you know, the month of the fifth year anniversary, and into the fall. And that's exactly the way we have to be envisioning the work before us, where we break the case. We pierce the lie, the big lie, and we shatter the existing systems, you know, the government and the media's monopoly over the venues and the mechanisms of mind control and propaganda. We have to just break all of that, and that's exactly what we're taking this on for.
Les, I want to get into all the events that are coming up and talk about some of the new 9/11 information that's coming out, mainstream news about new EPA whistleblowers, about all the asbestos and killing the firemen and police, and now, of course, debilitating and sickening thousands more, including New Yorkers. And, I mean, that's something that you can't debate. That shows the cold-blooded, calculated nature. In fact, a lot of mainstream reports are now saying that over time, in the aggregate, that the dust may kill more people than actually died on 9/11, the 2,700 or so that died at the World Trade Center.
Sure, sure.
But before we go there, you know, I have a pretty good sense of things because I go off all the data. I eat, breathe, and drink this stuff. But I see breakthroughs on 9/11 truth everywhere, at every level. I mean, let me just give you an example. I can go to foreign cities now, London, New York, L.A., Chicago. I can be walking down the street at the mall or at the bus station. People who aren't with us go, hey, Alex Jones, hey, Alex Jones. Or I can be with the loose change guys. I mean, most Americans don't even know what top directors look like. These are, you know, young men, and people are recognizing them. People are going, hey, I'm talking about we're on a train with 20 people and five of them know us. Last night, you know, I pull up to eat at a Chinese food restaurant with these BBC guys afterwards, and there's no parking, so we valet park. The valet parking guy goes, no, I'm not taking your money. And I go, oh, yes, you are. He's a fan. The other valet guy runs up. He's a fan. I walk in. The girl at the front counter is a fan. It's a restaurant I never go to. The lady that seats us is a fan. Because we had two tables, both of the waiters, the waiter and the waitress, are huge, you know, quote, fans. They're awake. When I walk outside on the street, people walk over. Basically, it's like everyone now. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. And again, I'm only using myself as a gauge of, I mean, it's really not right. And I said this last year, and then suddenly I got a ticket from a cop I didn't know. But, you know, I speed around town, and cops pull me over, and they go, oh, Alex Jones, just don't speed, Alex. Get out of here. You know, and hey, we know what's going on, or hey, we're not all bad. I mean, I'm running into this everywhere, and now we've got Muse, which is a, you know, in the top 100 rock and roll bands right now, very high on the charts in England, very popular here, wearing a Terror Storm t-shirt, you know, that they made themselves on BBC, broadcast all over England and many areas of the world at one of the biggest music festivals of the year. And they say, what's Terror Storm about? And they say, well, go to Google Video and type it in and you'll find out. I mean, again, there's hundreds of other indicators. We're having breakthroughs everywhere is the point I'm making. And it's, and I see the establishment starting to panic with the 9/11 hit pieces against us, and the neocon stories in WorldNet Daily, and Popular Mechanics with this new book out, and John McCain, you know, panicking and writing the foreword and saying that basically we're taking over. I mean, and they seem fearful when they're writing. They're saying these guys are dangerous. No, you're dangerous. Those of you that try to cover this up, you inadvertently, if you're not aware of what's happening, becoming part of this. You want to comment? I mean, and if you don't agree, tell me, but are you seeing the same exponential building?
Yes, absolutely, Alex. We've experienced that many times in New York. If I'm wearing the Investigate 9/11 loose change T-shirt and I go up to a cashier, well, this actually happened. I was in a video store, a big one in Manhattan. Hundreds and hundreds of people fit in this store, and I go up to pay, and the cashier sees my T-shirt and says, "Oh yeah, I saw loose change." Walking down the street, wearing a T-shirt, a different 9/11 T-shirt, people come up to me and say, yeah, oh, yeah, it's all loose change. And at Ground Zero, where we are every Saturday, we hold a vigil there, or I actually should call it an outreach action, every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. We've been doing this for 3 years and meet people, Alex, from all over the world. I've met people from as far as like Malaysia, Australia, Indonesia, and, of course, all throughout Europe and Central America, who know that 9/11 was an inside job. They know that this has been a pretext for war, a catalyzing...
They instinctively know, not just all the evidence. We all instinctively know.
Yeah, and, for instance, I met a young guy from Italy recently. He said that one of the American 9/11 Truth websites was translated into Italian. So, in the same thing in the Spanish language, I found. So, and here in the U.S., indicated by the recent polls, especially since May of this year, you know, we have absolutely permeated consciousness in the United States. So, the question now is, well, for us, we have to recognize, okay, now we're in a new phase. How do we connect with these people out there? There's 70 to 80 million people. Give them whatever remaining information that they need, and then mobilize, catalyze them into taking concentrated and concerted actions, especially in a coordinated fashion, because that's where we can show the huge constituency that we are, and we can bring political pressure to bear. And I think that's the next stage that we're in.
Well, I want to be clear to the government analysts listening right now. Number one, you may engage in all sorts of mental gymnastics to deny what we're saying or go look at the more ridiculous 9/11 questions that are out there and then try to associate that psychologically with all of us. I just want to tell you that we've researched this, we've looked at this, we know this is an inside job. You should research it, and you shouldn't be part of this system. The same people that carried out 9/11 are the people creating the North American Union. They're the people that are putting toxins in our vaccines. They're the people that let the firemen and police breathe all that asbestos and then didn't give them treatment or even take care of them as they're dead and dying and being maimed from this. Shame on you. And stop your talk of we're doing this for the greater good. You know, the government carried out the attacks because 3,000 dead is better than the Islamists taking over, and we had to do this to have the catalyzing event to beat them, or they're going to destroy Western culture. The very people that carried out 9/11 are the ones bringing in unmetered levels of foreign cultures to destroy the West. They're the ones destroying the basic canons of the West. It's baloney. So there's a lot of evil people listening to this show right now who know the government carried it out, but believe that they are such so good that they're able to use evil to protect good. I know the mental alchemy you guys engage in. Stop it. Stop it. What you're doing is bad for your grandma. It's bad for your sons and daughters. It's bad for you, you idiots. And I demand that you stop going along with this. I don't mean those that carried out the attacks. I mean those that are listening that, you know, that go along with this. And let me be clear. A Scripps Howard News Ohio University study may say 36% believe it's an inside job. And 40-something percent in a Zogby poll may believe it's an inside job.
42.
Yeah. People regularly get a call and they have a pollster, and the studies have shown this. I've looked at it. When someone's asked a very controversial answer, they will either say not sure, or they will lie and say, no, no, I don't think it's an inside job. And I submit, and the evidence shows, that double whatever number you get. Imagine, you get a call, folks. Do you believe 9/11 is an inside job? Most people who believe it's an inside job are still not going to tell somebody over a phone because they're afraid that they believe it's an inside job. So I submit it's more like 80% less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very likely. This is one of the main goals. And I think if we continue to put out the information, Alex, that make it crystal clear in a very manageable fashion of how the government was complicit, how they're guilty of everything from dereliction of duty to obstruction of justice, destruction of evidence, which are all legally prosecutable crimes.
Yeah, stay there. Let's talk about that, because we've got them dead to rights on a bunch of issues. Stay with us.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Number one thing you have to know going into any fight is who your enemy is, what their capabilities are, what their past actions have been. That'll give you an index and a roadmap to follow. But you can't always totally trust in that because they can change tactics at any time. Though this enemy is so psychotic, they repeat the same thing over and over again. That's their greatest weakness. Evil people follow patterns unlike any other strata of society I've ever seen, not just in history, but currently. And then you also have to know you can win. I mean, when somebody's bearing down on you, trying to beat your brains out in a physical fight, which is analogous to this, and you don't have a choice, you might as well go 110%. And a lot of you I know in life have been surprised that when you did go 110%, when you went 100%, it was the bully who got his teeth knocked out. Well, it's the same thing with the New World Order. You just got to be willing to fight, willing to go head up. And when you go head up with them, go 110%. Les Jamison of New York 9/11 Truth. We'll give out your website in a moment. We got links to it on Infowars.com. Finish up the point you were making.
Yes. The government is guilty of everything from dereliction of duty to destruction of evidence, obstruction of evidence, and, of course, treason and crimes against humanity. And these are legally prosecutorial crimes. So whatever it's going to take to crack the case, to open up an actual, criminal proceeding.
You're talking about Al Capone. I mean, will we ever prove exactly what they did with the hijackers and how the exact attack carried out? No. Can we prove they obstructed justice? Can we prove they covered up and lied? Can we prove that they perjured? Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, it's rife with those exact crimes, from all the foreknowledge right through to the investigation, the fraudulent investigation. These are all criminal acts. So, Alex, in terms of coming up with strategy, these are things that I think about, which is how do we realistically, pragmatically carry our work forward? And these are the levels and the terms that we need to be thinking in, which is that there are legal crimes that these crimes that are legally have terms in which we can put before a court and a jury and say that here's the evidence for obstruction of justice, and destruction of evidence, dereliction of duty, all the foreknowledge, and we don't have time to go into the detail, but people listening, I think, don't have to think very far to fill in the blanks themselves. And of course, treason and crimes against humanity because of the 3,000 murders on that day, and then the wars that ensued since, and the way 9/11 was used to justify their imperial agenda abroad and their agenda for domination and theft of our civil liberties at home. So I hope that people in the movement are thinking in these terms, because this is where we can now focus. We've permeated consciousness throughout the United States and abroad, and we got to be thinking in terms of the next phase of action, and we have to focus. In this upcoming fifth anniversary, I'm hoping that the events here in New York will show us the exact areas that we need to focus on, as opposed to being very scattered and overly complex in our analysis and our approach to applying solutions.
Well, I think it's good to bring up solutions and come up with strategies, but I think it also makes us very strong, the fact that there are so many different groups and organizations hitting them from so many different angles. I know you're trying to talk about more of just a general mindset and a general plan, a type of manifesto for this leaderless resistance against them. But I think the education needs to continue. Sure, we've got half the people now conservatively, but I think now it gets even easier with half the people to try to mobilize them to be leaders and not just count on Les Jamison or Paul Watson or Jim Fetzer or Webster Tarpley or Alex Jones to go out and do it. I think now it is up to prominent people, individual school teachers, it doesn't matter, at every level of society to force multiply the information in their sector.
Yes, yes. We have veterans out there now. We have peace groups, by the way, great news. And we've been trying to reach out to various peace groups and anti-war groups for a number of years now. And finally, we have an organization called Peace Action, which is in 37 states. They've been around since the Vietnam War in the 70s, and they have recently added the issue of 9/11 truth to their platform.
And I want to hear about it on the other side. More pastors, more artists, more musicians, more school teachers going public.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Thank you so much for joining us on the front lines of the battle for the Republic. We're going to open the phones up here in just a few minutes. I'm going to take a lot of your calls on 9/11, the police state, the American Union, any issue you wish to discuss. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Before we go back to Les Jamison, a few items. Great success, sellout crowd in Dallas. I'm going to have five showings of Terror Storm coming up next month on the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and then on the 13th and the 14th of September. Five showings, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. Get your tickets at Infowars.com before these events sell out as well. And all of our Alamo Drafthouse showings have sold out within a day of the event, so if you want to see it in Austin, folks, get your tickets now. Don't wait. Hope to see you there. I'll be giving a speech and taking questions after each showing. Five of those showings coming up. Get a copy of Terror Storm. Go to Infowars.com. And the new official, I put out the emergency release for about a month. It didn't have the extras, but now we have it with all the extras. 66 minutes from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium out in Los Angeles in June, late June. That is on the end of the video. So it is a little over 3 hours long. The film is right under 2 hours, and then 66 minutes of extras on the new film. You need to get your copy of Terror Storm today and then make high-quality DVD copies from it. Buy the DVD, get it, dump them on the DVD, on the VHS, whatever you have to do, aggressively get the film, aggressively make copies, aggressively prosecute the war against the globalists, never stop. It hurts them so badly. When you get my videos and you make copies and you give them to your pastors, your neighbors, your friends, when you, you know, put them on the car's windshields at the YMCA or at churches, you can burn copies of DVDs, and depending on how fast your burner is, in a couple minutes or 30 minutes, depending on the DVD burner, you can just sit there while you're watching TV or on the computer or doing your taxes or whatever it is, and you can just sit there and just burn. You could easily make 5-10 copies a day, or just make one copy a day, and give it to everyone you know. The effect of this is unbelievable. So get your original high-quality DVDs at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, if you go to Google Video and you type in Terror Storm, you will see, I don't know, I checked it this morning, there were like 15 different versions of Terror Storm. The first ones that were uploaded by listeners are not very good quality, okay? And I still appreciate them doing that, but it's just it wasn't uploaded right. And then by the time Google downgrades the quality again, it's not very good. You've got to go down into the list of Terror Storms you'll see listed, and you've got to find the ones that say deluxe or high quality. And the way you can tell if it's a high bandwidth version, or it's really medium bandwidth, the best is medium bandwidth, you will look, and when it says the Orwell quote at the start, now it's actually an Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote at the start, it's an Orwell at the end, when you see the quote at the first of the film, you will be able to read the small text with the good quality version. That is the one to email out to everyone. That is the one that we uploaded. We uploaded it in the highest quality version. It took like a day to upload it. And then Google still downgraded it, but it's medium quality. That is the one. The bad copies, the low-grade quality, and I'm really upset about this, but that's the way it is, it is the one that millions of people are watching, okay? And it's not as effective. You can't see all the documents. It isn't as good of you. It's up to you, folks, because whatever gets the most traffic goes to the top, to get out the high-quality version to everyone, okay? Now, why should you be a PrisonPlanet.tv member? Because we uploaded it in that highest quality for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and it didn't get transferred down by Google. You understand? There are super high quality. It looks almost as good as a DVD if you've got a cable modem or a T1. You've got a cable cable system feeding you. If you got dial-up, you can't watch it. We have it in low, medium, and then high for you, for those that don't have super high quality connections, super fast connections. When you go there, when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, the download, we put a super high quality one of Terror Storm up. It is so high quality. It's better than what you'll get on Google anywhere else. That's why for activists, you've got to be PrisonPlanet.tv members, because you're going to get quality there you're not going to get from Google Video. And so burn it onto CDs. You can burn Terror Storm onto CDs off the downloads you get off the website when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And, you know, it's kind of a catch-22 here for us. We want to get the word out. We want it to all be free. We could never do that because we couldn't afford the bandwidth. Google Video came along, and so we're able to just upload it up there for you. But then it's a catch-22 because then we won't make any money and won't be here. So when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you make this broadcast possible. And you get all 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, special video reports, my films weeks before they're even released. It's such a great value, 15 cents a day. Get a monthly subscription for $5.95 at PrisonPlanet.tv. But it's such an activist center because you can go download super high-quality versions of my TV shows, Terror Storm, all of it, burn them to disk and give them to people. It is such an effective activist center. Please use this resource. And for all the members out there, thank you. Your membership is making everything possible. Right now, we couldn't operate without PrisonPlanet.tv. I spent so much money on the fight that we would be in the rears if it wasn't for your memberships there. So, thank you. All right, enough of that. I just wanted to, didn't plug it last hour, so I double-plugged it right there. Let's go back to Les Jamison and then to your calls. Again, the number 800-259-9231. Les, tell us about the roster, what's coming up in New York through the 8th through the 11th. I'll be there from the 9th through the 11th. Tell us about what's going to happen in New York.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Alex. Starting on Friday evening at St. Mark's Church in the East Village, we have a very interesting event, which is going to be about how 9/11 was the pretext for war that we've been experiencing ever since that year, 2001. And we have a 9/11 vet for truth. Vet for 9/11 Truth by the name of Alphonse Olszewski. He's a Vietnam vet, and he's part of this new organization of veterans who are working to get the truth out about 9/11. Also, we'll have Corey Rowe, who's an Iraqi war vet and also producer of Loose Change, and he has an awful lot to tell about his experience there, and that is just riveting. And also, we have a woman whose son is currently in Iraq, and she's with an organization called World Can't Wait. Her name's Elaine Brower. And then we'll have Ralph Schoenman speaking about how 9/11 paved the way for the current Middle East crisis, the current horrific aggression that's been happening between Israel and Lebanon, his Hezbollah. And I think that's really a key way to open the weekend, to show how 9/11 has been used as a pretext for war, aggression, death, and devastation. Then on Saturday afternoon, Saturday at 11 a.m., we're going to have a citywide outreach action where people will be meeting in Union Square. And by the way, this is all on our website, which is ny911truth.org. You can see all the full schedule. And we're going to do a big citywide outreach action where we'll have people going throughout the city, first meeting in Union Square, then going throughout the city to distribute literature and educate and get huge visibility. And then in the afternoon, starting 3 o'clock at Community Church, we have speakers Jim Mars, Bob Honegger, Barry Zwicker, Barry Shamish. We have also Chris Emery. Then that evening, and Tom Foti. And that evening, we will have New York stories, first responders, one or two of the family members, and I believe William Rodriguez will be with us. Then on Sunday, we have the 9/11 Truth Breakthrough Rally at Cooper Union in a very, very prestigious, large auditorium in the East Village. And we're going to have Bob Bowman, Professor Judy Wood, Wayne Madsen, Jim Mars, Barry Zwicker, William Pepper, the famed attorney who prosecuted the investigation into the assassination of Martin Luther King. We'll have yourself. And we're doing two tracks that afternoon, one for education and the other for solutions. And this is intended to lay out the case, to prove criminal behavior on the part of the U.S. government for 9/11, and then to provide solutions for the movement as to the next step.
And then we're also going to show the new final edition of Loose Change. They're going to speak. I'm going to be introducing them. And then we're also going to have Immortal Technique, just amazing musical artist.
Yes. You just described the evening event. Then Monday at 8 a.m., we're all gathering at Ground Zero, where we'll be there for the 9/11 Truth Rally. We'll be there, by the way, wearing black T-shirts. We'll have, by the way, on Sunday, 900 T-shirts that will be given out with the price of admission of $12 to that full event Saturday afternoon and evening. Then for Monday, we're going to be there like in a sea of black T-shirts. They investigate 9/11. And from 8 a.m., very dignified, respectful, in solidarity with all the victims who've been affected, lost their families, their jobs, their health. so on and so forth. Then in the afternoon, we're still fine-tuning this. We're talking about going over to Elie Spitzer's office, the New York Attorney General, who should have investigated 9/11 and has not.
Well, I agree with the tactic, while we continue to expose all the facets of 9/11, to hit them on the stuff that's not debatable. And I think that the mere fact that we know the EPA reported massive asbestos, massive mercury, massive lead, again, tens of thousands of thermostats, folks, that were pulverized, filled with mercury, mercury vapors, almost all of the police dogs have now died from cancer in their lungs and their nasal passages. Thousands of the firefighters and police have become sick and died from this. This is all over the news in New York. It's finally breaking in the mainstream news. EPA whistleblowers going public. They were ordered to just announce that the air detectors said it was clean. I mean, how ridiculous is that? That's a key thing, I think, to bring up. Give us the website where people can find out details, and then I want to take some calls.
Sure. Our organization and event schedule will be at ny911truth.org.
ny911truth.org. .org. And if somebody just wants to meet us down there on Monday morning, briefly, what time is it and what area around that wound in the ground, what area will we be meeting?
Yes, the corner of Church and Fulton Streets.
Is that right by the Millennium Hilton?
Exactly, right there.
Okay, all right.
Right there, and then we'll be there throughout the day. Then, like I said, we may go to Spitzer's office and Police Plaza, and then we're gathering for a 9/11 truth convergence and finale for food and entertainment in the evening at St. Mark's Church.
All right, I'll be there at all the events. Let's take calls. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Indiana, then Wyatt, Omar, and others. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, great, Alex. I tell you, I've been watching or listening to your program for years now, and slowly waking my friends up. There's a couple of things I wanted to mention that seemed odd to me, and it was one thing that kind of helped my friends to kind of take a second look. There at the Pentagon, I know you don't like to talk about the Pentagon, but there's something awfully unusual. I have never seen a crash or anything where men in suits and white shirts and ties get out there and start cleaning things up.
Within minutes, no. You always have the Federal Bureau studies all of that, come out and look at it and research it and plot it all out. Now, they were out there within minutes running around grabbing everything.
And then they were sweeping it like a crime scene. They had a line of about 30 people walking baby steps from one end to the other.
And then, within hours, they rush in with huge trucks of sand to dump it all over the ground because they knew it showed no wound. Look, I don't say don't talk about it. We've had a lot of guests on about it. I put it in my new film, Terror Storm. My only point is the media has tried to make this the main focus because I think it's an area they think that will never be proven one way or the other, that they want to make the general focus. I want to hit all the hundreds of other points because if you hit those, then you can convince people. And then that way, when the government brings out their fake video of a jet flying, Flight 77, or whatever they're going to do, people will know that that's a fraud. Let me get a comment from Les Jamison on Flight 77 and the Pentagon.
Yes. Well, about 2 months ago, of course, they released what was hyped to be the definitive proof, new photo released. And I watched for hours on Fox News as they were preparing to release this to the public. And this was going to be the film that would quiet all the conspiracy theories. Well, they showed it, and folks, if you've seen it, did nothing of the sort. If anything, it showed nothing resembling Flight 77.
Well, that'd be like if I said I'm going to show
their chance.
Exactly.
That was their opportunity to clarify this once and for all. So now we know they are absolutely culpable for what happened there. They're covering up. There are 84 other surveillance videos. Why didn't they take that opportunity to put everything to rest here if they indeed have?
Well, listen, let me just stop you. I agree with you. But we have to understand they may have been bringing that out to make it look ridiculous, to even heighten the debate even further, to make that the central debate. That's my concern here, and I really see a lot of evidence that my analysis is going to shape up to be correct there. But it'd be like if I said I had a picture of a Bigfoot in my backyard and I hyped it up for a week, and then when I released the photo, it was a picture of a brown smudge. It's ridiculous. Finish up, George.
Yeah, one other thing I wanted to mention is that I listened to your program last week with that guy that tried to say that Building 7 went from the top down. He's got to be blind. That went down like the most perfect controlled demolition I've ever seen, and I've watched them all on this computer, and it was beautiful. It went straight down just evenly.
Yeah, bottom down. The others went top down.
Right.
Yeah, it's. I know. Well, listen, they had to retract. WorldNet Daily had to retract that hit piece they let that lawyer write, who's tied in with the Bush administration. They had to retract that because it had so many. He just made up a lie and said that Stephen Jones said he wanted to bring down the U.S. government violently on TV. Jones never said that. Everybody went and reviewed the tape. WorldNet Daily reviewed it and had to retract. I mean, it's just. But again, they're counting on the dumb public, which isn't so dumb now, on just believing whatever they say. I mean, look, man, they can't sell us dog poo and tell us it's chocolate ice cream. I mean, it just, I'm sorry to use that analogy, but it isn't working anymore. It just is not, it is not chocolate ice cream, ladies and gentlemen. All right, thank you for the call. Come back and talk to Omar and others on the other side with our guest, Les Jamison. Stay with us. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The big British rock band climbing up the charts, Muse. He's now made the Sunday Mail, big newspaper, concerning 9/11 being an inside job, and they've thrown down the gauntlet, saying it's an inside job. Unbelievable. Final segment with Les Jamison. Pat Buchanan is scheduled. We'll see if he calls in. He's supposed to call us in the next 10 minutes about his new book, State of Emergency. Let's move quickly through some final calls here, and then we'll take calls in the next hour as well. Let's talk to Omar in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead, Omar.
Yes, this is Brother General Umar Sufuddin of the Black Panther Militia. I think that we need to assimilate into self leaders and demand treason trials for everybody that participated, from the puppet masters to everybody in the bootlicking Bush administration, and have real justice done.
Well, sir, what do you think about the massive awakening that's happening right now? Have you ever seen such an energizing of the population?
Alex, you're doing a great job. You and all the valiant other patriots that love this country, keep the momentum going. Demand treason trials now. How does that grab you?
No, I agree. That's what we need.
That's what we should be about doing. We got them going. We got the truth behind us. And God is on our side.
And we've got to warn everybody that when the next big terror attack comes, which
it's
I see...
them.
Exactly. I see it as imminent. What do you think, Omar?
All terrorism is state-sponsored. It's them. We know it's them. Hey, let's demand these treason trials, and let's get them up out of there and restore our country to the way it should be, under God, one nation under God.
I agree with you, sir. Anything else you'd like to add to Les Jameson?
God bless you and all you valiant people for your efforts. Peace out.
All right, good to hear from you. Comments on that, Les?
Yes. You know, I've been to several events here in New York with people like John Conyers, John Dean, you know, people who have experience inside government who are looking for ways. Of course, John Conyers attempted to pass legislation to investigate for the lies of Iraq and so on and so forth. And it's a very tricky situation to understand the political process within Congress to actually carry out impeachment proceedings. And, by the way, in order to indict a standing president...
You have to first remove them.
Right. They first have to be impeached. And what's, to me, just atrocious is that in order to carry out these proceedings for impeachment, the Democrats would have to have a majority in Congress, meaning that the people within the red states, the Republicans...
That's why the neocons can't let them win coming up. Let's take a final call here. Let's talk to Ken in Arizona. Ken, go ahead.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay, I have a couple quick things I want to ask you. And
real fast.
Okay. The first thing is I'm trying to get a local access show here. I'm wondering if there's any issue with me showing some of your films.
No, everybody's authorized to air them.
Great, thank you. Also, can you quickly touch on, because there was a program on last night about 9/11, can you quickly touch on some of the cell phone calls and other calls that were made and what information that we know for sure about
that? Well, some of them were airphone calls, okay, but some of the others were normal cell phone calls from above 8,000 feet. It's totally impossible, and that's been well documented.
Right, I know. So my question is, they were talking about that on the show last night, saying certain people called, and I know there was some documentation that showed that some of the calls seemed very odd.
Well, yeah, they'd say, hey, this is my name. Don't you believe me, Mommy? It's me. And the mother would say it was like it was a one-way conversation. Then the airphone calls are like stewardesses going, there's something in the cockpit. I can't breathe, which fits in with the gas. Listen, Les Jameson, I'll see you in New York, and I appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you very much, Alex. Keep up the great work, and we're going to have an awesome weekend.
You bet. We got links up to your site and the organization and the itinerary, the program right there for folks. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.